Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Welcome to Undisputed. We are live from LA. I'm Jenny Taft here with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jenny. How you doing right now?
Good.
Irritation is the highest form of flattery, sincerest form.
Oh, so you're trying to preempt what I'm going to say to you. But what I'm really going to say to you is,
what?
I keep hearing about how those Lakers really play defense. Did you see what the Clippers did to the Raptors last night?
How many points did they give
Choked
up?
Choked them.
How many
Just
points
Just suffocated.
How many points did they give up? How many points did they give up? We held an NBA team to 9 points in a quarter.
Oh.
Nine!
The Orlando Magic.
Well, is that an NBA team?
That was magic.
I just need to know, is that an NBA team?
That's impressive.
Is that an NBA
the
team?
The Toronto Raptors at home barely got to 90.
The Magic didn't even get
You're
the 90.
You're a big old applause.
Lock them up.
That away on a condo, Braun. Locking them down. We're going
to
talk about it a little later.
Both of those. We have a packed show for you today. Was the Cowboys' defensive performance against the Bears the worst of any team all season? And how impressive was LeBron's sixth triple-double of the season?
Yeah, Ole Miss tripped up.
We are going to start, though, with the latest on the New England Patriots. It's being reported that the Patriots did not capture anything on the Bengals sideline from the press box that couldn't be seen on the television broadcast. It's also being reported that it was the videographer's first road game, which may have contributed to some of his confusion. The NFL is still investigating the incident, and yesterday Roger Goodell spoke on the matter. Let's take a listen to what the commissioner had to say.
You don't draw conclusions until you have all the information. So from our standpoint, I want to look at all the information. Once we have all the information, then we draw a conclusion. We're not going to draw conclusions along the way. I think the key things are the new information that we have. That information we obviously already have. But I think the issue is, what information do we have from this incident?
Okay, Shannon, how will this play out?
I think I appreciate the commissioner saying they're going to do their due diligence. They're not going to rush the judgment. And he also, although it wasn't, we didn't hear that in a soundbite, Skip, he said previous history will play a role into this.
Yep.
As actually it should.
Yep.
Because you only get one time to be a first offender. He don't have that luxury if you do something and get caught again.
Nope.
And I expect this investigation to go on a little while. I think it's kind of going to be hush. At least till after. I don't think we're going to hear anything about it, Skip, say in the next week or two. But here's the thing. What you're hearing now is that what the videographer captured could have been captured at home, a TV copy, but that's not the point. If I go into the bank to rob it, yet I don't get any money, what? I've still committed an act. I've still committed a crime. Did he break the rules? Even though you could get that from TV copy, even though you could have got that if you bought a ticket and sat in the stands, did he break the rules? It is a simple yes or a simple no. So, therefore,
it's one thing to get a parking ticket and it's another to rob the bank, right?
No. Hold on. But if, Skip, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. You see what they're trying to do now? Well, this was his first road trip. Let me ask you a question. I need to know, is this his first time videoing games? Has he ever done anything like this at home? See, this is my first time robbing a bank outside of my hometown, Jenny, so I don't really know the procedure. I don't know, do I hand him the note? Do I just come out there with the gun? Do I say, everybody, this is a stick-up? I don't really know the procedure. Now, at home, I understand, because everybody know who I am. They're just going to give me the bread and just lay it down, Skip. Stop this, Skip. Why do y'all keep doing this, making excuses?
It's y'all.
I don't know.
You! Because you're making excuses. It was you yesterday that said a guy could have just bought a ticket and went to the stands. Okay, well, that's what
And gotten better video than this from way up top in the press box.
Well, that's what he should have done. But if you do it that way, it's a breaking of the rules. And so, therefore, Skip, now, we need to go back, and the NFL needs to go back. Okay, is this a one-off? Is this the first time they've done that? Cincinnati Bengals, this is the first time that they filmed someone's sideline. Does it go back one game, two games, five games? Has it been going on for the entirety of the season? So let me ask you a question, Skip. If this has been going on for the entirety of the season, where it can be proven that they've been videotaping the opponent's sideline, you cool with that?
Is it my turn?
No, it's not your turn.
Well, I can't even answer the question
It's as simple as this, Skip. They broke the rules. Now, you can get into the minutia of how importance of a rule. Skip, I don't really think driving 55 was a big deal. I mean, but the speed limit says 55. If the cops give me a ticket at 60, I broke the rules. Did I not break the rules? As simple as that. He broke the rules. Mm. So since now we're going to break the rules. But it's a little, come on, man, it's a little rule. It wasn't like you was going 150. The fact of the matter is, and the bylaw says you cannot film the opposing team's sideline coaches. That's the rule. They broke it. Now, if it can be traced, if they can prove it's been going on again, but the bigger thing is, can they trace it back to the head guy, Coach Belichick? And if Coach Belichick, if it can be traced back to him, at bare minimum, he must get Sean Payton's punishment, which was 1 year. That's at the bare minimum.
Okay. So you're still saying Bill Belichick should be fired for this? I just want to be clear.
He got to get, Skip, if Sean Payton, who said he knew nothing of this bounty, and Roger Goodell said you should have known because you're the head coach, at bare minimum, Bill Belichick should be suspended for a year. And considering this is a second offense, he should be fired. Okay. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I want to be clear about that.
I will try to make it crystal.
Okay, so you remember Al Capone?
Yes.
Maybe the most notorious of all the gangsters. Maybe our younger viewers won't remember this, but the almost cliche story about Al Capone is he finally got busted and was sent to prison for
tax evasion.
Mm-hmm. He was responsible for dozens, if not hundreds, of murders, all out, flat out, cold-blooded murders.
Correct.
And finally, they got him on tax evasion. And to me, this feels like tax evasion because to me, Bill Belichick is the Al Capone of coaches. And I've said it before, and I hate to keep beating this almost dead horse on this show, but I got little to no respect for Bill Belichick to the point that whenever we do who's the all-time greatest coach, I always tell you, he's disqualified. He got busted for cheating one time. If, in fact, they deflated the footballs, which was the second big offense, he had to have something to do with that because you always tell me he knows everything down to footballs that he wets down to get ready for rain games,
correct.
Right?
That is correct.
So you can't tell me he didn't have a whole lot, if not everything, to do with Deflategate. And then we've had all kinds of accusations of videotaping walkthroughs on the Saturday before the first two Super Bowls from team executives on both those teams, Rams, Panthers. And we have all kinds of suspicion, runaway suspicion, from even the great Peyton Manning. Locker rooms bugged at Gillette Stadium. Sideline equipment jammed, signals jammed at Gillette for the visiting team.
Correct.
Well, these are all... these are like quote-unquote murder offenses. You know, these are big offenses.
It just seems like a lot of coincidences happen at Gillette Stadium.
I would agree. So now we get to this. And for once, I believe that Bill Belichick, to me, is being a victim of his reputation. And he earned his reputation.
Correct.
He's now a victim of his notorious past. And it is notorious. It's proven to be notorious. Mm-hmm. So to me, this time, he's innocent as charged, but just because, as Commissioner said and you pointed out yesterday, you're going to take the past into account. Yes, you got to take the past into account. So I believe that the upshot of all this will be, after a fairly brief review of all of the above, all the information, and I know Commissioner Goodell needed to say yesterday, we are really looking into this and we're not going to rush to judgment because he wanted to drive home the point to the public, we are not going to dismiss this out of hand. We're not going to take one quick look and say,
it's nothing.
They're going to say, we're going to do a thorough review of this, and it's going to take, to your point, I don't know, a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. They probably don't want to go past a couple of weeks because they'll want people start to get anxious
you
about
you want playoff and football, playoff and Super Bowl to be the focus of people's thoughts.
Very good point. So I believe that the Patriots will be heavily fined for this, but I don't believe that Bill Belichick himself will pay any price. Now we're back to the two points that Jenny broke up that were broke yesterday.
Sure.
And the first one was, this crew was a freelance crew because the crew that is full-time with the website was doing the Kansas City New England game at home, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So these are freelancers, and the one videographer in question, this is the first time, you kept asking me this yesterday, has he done this before? And I said, I don't know.
Right.
Well, now, according to one report, I do know this was his first road game.
No. So let me ask you a question. Does film work differently at home than the road?
No, but you asked me, has he done this on the road before?
No, I'm asking. Okay. I'm asking when I say a first time, I'm saying this is his first time operating a camera. This is his first time doing this line of work.
Okay.
So has he done something like this at home for the Patriots in Gillette Stadium?
I don't know the answer to that. All I know is this is the first time he got sent on the road because you implied yesterday that maybe they've been doing this, sending him to lots of road games under the guise of, oh, you're doing some web piece.
Right.
You know, do your job piece.
Craft production.
And I said, for all I know, from what I read, it was the first time they were do your job on the advanced scout who happened to be at Cleveland scouting Cincinnati.
Skipper, you don't mind me asking. How many guys you think are in Pelican Bay for a first-time offense?
I have
a lot of them. So just because it's your first time does not mean, Skip, you see what you're trying to do. You said, well, this is
the
first.
I'm not trying to. I'm just reciting the facts.
Okay,
I know.
Be that as it may. Even if you are a first-time offender, if you break the law, you break the rules, you should be punished.
Okay. So, to me, they did break a rule. I still think it's a silly rule. That's just me. But it's still a rule, so I'm with you. The rule is the rule. There's some college rules that I think are just flat-out silly. But if you violate, you violate.
Sure.
Okay. So, in this case, the rule got violated, so they got to be fined for it. But I believe it was an innocent violation, a naive violation by a first-timer on the road who, by the way, walked in plain, bold sight right into the press box wearing New England garb, as in Boston Bruins, but he identified himself in that effect as I'm from New England, right?
Right.
And where's the quote on this? It's a good one. The cameraman made no effort to conceal what he was doing, which serves as evidence that the violation was a result of misunderstanding and not an attempt to cheat, said one website. And the quote from a source, a league source, was, you would not go in wearing a Bruin shirt, put a camera on a tripod in the press box, and hope nobody notices. So I told you yesterday, it's almost laughable. It's like a Saturday Night Live skit of cheating because Bill Belichick might be a little corrupt, but is he stupid?
Yes.
And silly?
He's brazen. He's arrogant. He's so arrogant that the NFL sent a memo at the start of the 2007 season. If you're videotaping from the sidelines, cease immediately. Mm-hmm. His number two lieutenant, because I believe Romeo was number one, because Romeo had been with him the longest.
Yep.
His number two lieutenant, our own Eric Mangini, say, Bill, that thing that you do, just don't do it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, Skip, if the league tells you, if you're doing it, stop. Mm-hmm. If your number two lieutenant knows that you're doing it, says, just don't do it to me, and we're all good, but you still do it, what does that make you?
Okay.
He's brazen. He's arrogant. The rules apply to everybody in the NFL except Bill Belichick. Okay. How dare you tell me what I can't do?
I'm the one who shouldn't be defending Bill Belichick except on this count. What he was doing back in, what year was it?
2007.
07 was he was still secretly videotaping the other sideline.
Yes.
Nobody knew about it except Eric because he was on the inside. He knew from the inside out how it was done.
But Skip, there was reported there were teams that had alerted the league. That's why Roger Goodell sent them memo. He sent the memo at the start, the Tuesday before the season.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone taping from the sideline must stop immediately. And he continued to do it.
Okay.
And even though Eric Mangini knew he was doing it and said, just don't do it to Skip. If he didn't do it to Mangini, he would have continued to do it even though the league told him to stop. And you said, is he that brazen? Yes!
So you're telling me that the man most people believe is the smartest football coach ever, sent a freelancer in a Bruins jersey to the press box in Cleveland, I'm sorry.
He don't work for the Bruins. Why is he wearing a Bruins jersey?
And he's identifying himself as from New England.
Yeah.
And told him, I want you to set up the tripod in the second row of the press box for everybody to see and be so brazen that you're going to get caught.
Well, Skip,
because then there's a Bengals staffer sitting in the next row behind him and saying, what are we doing here?
Skip, if it was so innocuous, I mean, everybody seemed like, okay, everything's up. So why was the Bengals guy so concerned? It's so innocent. We got a guy from Kraft Productions who's wearing a Bruins uniform.
Well, obviously.
But something caught his attention. What caught his attention?
Reputation caught his attention.
Was it earned?
Well, okay.
Did they earn that?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
But does that mean that this was a blatant violation? No.
Blatant.
And then the final point was, Jenny brought it up, that the 8 minutes of footage that they shot was no different than what you would watch, you'd get on TV.
Okay.
That's what I told you yesterday. This is like a TV tape.
Skip.
And what advantage? Why don't you just go watch the tape of the game from the television,
Skip,
right?
There's a lot you can get from television copy. Quarterbacks in today, defensive guys in today's time, they like TV copy because you can hear sound. Mm. There's a reason why people started to catch Omaha. Okay.
But everybody got, okay, so that's Skip, no advantage to New England.
Skip, listen to what I'm trying to explain. There was times that people didn't care about the TV copy. It wasn't until the microphone could start picking up signals and could hear checks that it became of grave importance.
Okay, so what? So, what does that have to do with this? Nothing.
Skip. Okay, if they could get it from the TV copy, why didn't the hell they do it? So why do that?
Because they were doing an innocent feature on an advanced scout.
There is no such
doing a, his job.
If it was so innocent.
It's obvious that that's what was happening.
It's obvious because that's what you wanted to appear as obvious.
I don't want it to. I don't like Bill Belichick. You love him. You've called him the greatest coach ever multiple times on this show. But, I'm sorry. I don't see it.
Look.
But this time, this is innocent.
How? The most well-run organization, the last thing you would do is have a videographer that's doing something for the Patriots to have the, sometimes, Skip, the mere mention of impropriety will raise people's ire. So you know that videography, cameras, filming, Patriots do not go hand in hand. So don't nobody tell this guy, now you can't do this. Just go on about your merry way. Really, Skip?
Yeah, really. It's a do your job piece. It's just...
He did his job. That was his job. What he got caught doing, that was his job. I'm glad you said
so
that.
So you think Bill Belichick was sitting back at home thinking, I can't wait to get my hands on this videographer's tape from the press box in Cincinnati because I will know all and see all from the eight minutes he shot.
Skip, you actually think, first of all, like Coach Belichick says, do I think Bill Belichick talked to the videographer? Absolutely not, Skip. Come on, you know there's a chain of command how it goes. It's just like in A Few Good Men. Colonel Jessup. He didn't talk to the guys, the foot soldiers. Mm. He didn't tell them to do the cold red, but it passed down the chain of command, didn't it, Skip? Huh?
I guess
Downing so. And Kathy were the guy's name.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe that Bill Belichick would commission this. It's not good enough, and it's so...
Did he commission, let me ask you a question, 2007, did he commission that?
Yeah.
Why would he do, why? So why? What's different now than then? Why would he do that, Skip?
What do you mean, why would he do it?
You said, I can't believe...
We know why he was doing it in 2007.
But so winning now is not important in 2019?
Well, obviously it is.
Okay, then. But you said, I can't believe he would commission, but he commissioned it in 2007. But this is beyond him now to commission it in 2019.
Okay, but that was surreptitious taping. That was in secret taping. That was not in plain sight taping. This is just... So bad, it's dumb, it's silly, it's laughable. This is like I said, this will be on Saturday Night Live of them up in the press box, you know, taping the signals from above.
Skip, sometimes...
So you think it's come to that for Bill Belichick?
Skip, the Patriots are the most arrogant organization there is. They win a lot, and they're good. They're very good. They're damn good. Mm-hmm. They know everything. Coach Belichick knows every single rule. There's that... When every team... When they listen up, Skip, when they give them the intangibles, okay, quarterback play, they check one side. Name the time that Coach Belichick has ever lost when he's going against another coach, that check. That check always goes to whose coach, Skip? You might say defenses, both of them get checks. Offense, one gets a check. Special teams, but name the time that Bill Belichick has ever lost in the last 20 years when he says he's going up against another coach and that green check isn't next to his name. So here's a guy that knows everything, all the rules inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
But now, all of a sudden, I don't know what's going on. I don't know the guy. But see, and the thing is, like you said, he didn't know Tom. Ask Tom. He quick to pass the buck, but he don't know nothing. The guy that knows everything about everything all of a sudden don't know jack about nothing.
You know, for him to know they're going to assign a feature on the advanced scout to do your job for the New England website, if the
you don't think Coach Belichick signed off on that?
I don't know about that.
What?
Well, how do you know that? Do you know that for a fact? I don't know that.
Skip Bayless.
In fact, I find that a little far-fetched.
Skip, those guys are not doing it. Hold on. Do you think any of those coaches are doing an interview without Coach Belichick knowing about it?
I don't know. For the website, probably they would. It's a Robert Kraft special. Who's the boss?
I don't give a deep. Skip
Robert Kraft or Bill Belichick the boss?
I tell you what, let one of them guys talk without Coach Belichick knowing, and you see what happens.
Okay, but if Robert Kraft sends a videographer and says, you're assigned now to do an advanced scout feature.
Everything.
You don't think the advanced scout's going to cooperate with Robert Kraft?
Don't give a D about no advanced scouting.
Well, he does about his website. Yes, he does. It's promotion.
Skip Bayless.
It's how they promote their football team. They do them every week. They've been doing them for years.
Jenny, Skip, help me understand this. You talk about a team that has 6 Super Bowls. They've gone to every AFC Championship game since 2010, and they need a web feature to promote the team. Good God Almighty.
Well, they've been doing it for years.
That's not the point.
Everybody does it. Jerry Jones does it every week.
Skip, let me tell you something.
Jerry Jones owns the most valuable team in all of sports, and their website spills over with features.
Skip,
how do you explain that?
Skip,
what do they need to promote?
Skip, each organization is different. I'm willing to bet you a golden door knob to a bucket of cow manure that there's not a coach, there's not a scout that will talk to anybody without Coach Belichick getting it run by first. It's just like Alabama. Mm. Those coaches does not talk unless Coach Saban know.
Mm.
So this notion, Mike Shanahan had it the same way. There was nobody talking to no media, to nobody, unless Coach Mike Shanahan, it was clear through Mike Shanahan first. So this notion that everybody gets to do whatever they want to be as long as they can go. I guarantee you, Mr. Kraft, even though when it comes to something like this, run it by Bill. Mm. I bet you.
Mm.
You know that, Skip Bayless.
I don't know it on this one. I don't. I think this is innocent as charged. Innocent.
But
no.
Surprising that the Patriots had a full-time producer there as well.
Full-time.
That's being reported. So
full-time.
Freelancer McHugh. I'm having a hard time understanding how the producer wouldn't see how obvious the mistake would appear.
I don't know.
That's confusing.
No, now you don't know.
But I'm not sure this is obvious. When you're shooting from the press box, it's so high, and you're only shooting 8 minutes worth of B-roll video. I just think that's
just the sideline. Of just the Bengals sideline. You ain't want nothing from Cleveland.
Uh-uh.
You ain't want the air time.
And again,
Why you didn't want Cleveland?
You asked me yesterday, what about the All-22 coaches tape? Well, he's not shooting an All-22. He's just shooting the sideline because that's what the advanced scout will be watching.
Yeah.
And what's the difference in shooting sideline video when the advanced scout is sitting up there taking notes for 3.5 hours
on the
game.
Skip,
help me out.
The advanced scout, what the hell is he going to gain from the sideline?
Everything.
What?
Signals.
Thank you, Judy. That's what I wanted him to say. Signals. You said it was going to be any help to him. Thank you. That's what I need you to say.
I didn't say that.
You did.
What are you talking about?
Skip Bayless, you
argue. This is just silly.
You argue with me and Greg Jennings yesterday talking about you know. I said he can gain information from the signals. Even Tony Dungy said you can't gain.
Everybody watches the signals. Everybody.
Not
Orlando
everybody.
Scandrick said the other day, he said, I've never been in a defensive meeting when they weren't prepping us on what the signals were on the other team.
All I'm saying.
It's what they do for a living.
That's my point.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Okay,
that's the oldest mantra.
They were cheating. They were trying to cheat and got caught.
They were doing a silly little feature on the advanced scout.
Okay.
Again, parking ticket, you're good. It was a parking ticket.
Hey, that's what you want to call it? Call it whatever. It was cheating. It's a violation.
Yep, it's a violation. Way to go.
It's a violation. And
this shouldn't cost Bill Belichick his job. That's just me.
All right, we've heard both sides. I think it's really compelling on both angles to this. It's hard to know without everything. No mercy.
Are you ready for what's ahead? You can't always predict the future, but you can game plan for it. Generations of families and businesses have harnessed the power of Pacific to help them reach their unique goals. Whether you need to save enough money to meet your needs, ensure your family is protected, or make sure you don't run out of money, Pacific Life has a variety of financial solutions that can help. Pacific Life counts more than half of the 100 largest U.S. companies as its clients and has been named one of the 2019 World's Most Ethical Companies by the Ethisphere Institute. Protecting what matters most to people for 150 years and counting. That's the power of Pacific. Ask a financial professional about how Pacific Life can help you game plan for your future or visit www.pacificlife.com. No
mercy. Last night, Kawhi Leonard made his return to Toronto for the first time since signing with the Clippers. He received his championship ring pregame and was met with MVP chants from Raptors fans. Toronto also put together a video tribute for Kawhi, and Doc Rivers said after the game that it was the best ceremony for a returning player he had ever seen. Kawhi and the Clippers would cruise to a 112-92 win. So, Shannon, how did Kawhi handle everything last night?
Well, it's kind of hard to mess that up. I mean, I know Kawhi ain't smiling after the game, ain't shaking hands and taking pictures after the game, because Skip said he would never do that. Did you see him after game one? Kawhi was all business because he just went straight into the locker. Did you notice that, Jenny?
If you saw a smile, you got one more than I saw. I didn't see any.
You didn't
smile.
See no smile?
Nope.
He out there waving to the fans. He out there shucking it up with a Van Vliet. You saw that.
I saw that.
But why are you smiling?
They won a championship.
Thank
together.
You. That's my point. How you messed that up, Jenny? They had it was an unbelievable ceremony. They had the shot that you call the most luckiest shot in NBA history.
Absolutely, hands down. No, but not on that shot. Luckiest shot in the history of the world.
Skip, it's hard to mess what went on last night. He was getting his ring. The fans are still in championship celebration mode. They're chanting MVP towards the end of the game. And it just goes, I mean, that's where they are, Skip. It wasn't like he spent, look, they knew there was a possibility that he was a rental. And he didn't spend a decade there. He didn't spend five. It's not like he spent like KD time in OKC or Bron in Cleveland.
No.
It wasn't one of those situations. Or AD spent, 7 years in New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
That's different. He spent a year. So I'm not surprised that they gave him this, and considering that he won championships. I went back to two locations. When I went to Baltimore, we played Denver. They gave me, I won championships there. I went back to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. They cheered. I won championship there. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to mess that up, Skip.
Mm. Yeah.
He was 23, 6, and 5. He was plus 21. He's been great from the free throw line all year. So, he was good. He picked up the slack. Paul George was not very good. He was 3 of 14, 2 of 12. But the thing that they can do is that they were down 5 in the first quarter. And then it comes out there and they stifle the Raptors, would give them up 14 points. I let that sink in. They got 14. We held a team to 9. We held them to 9.
Which team was that again?
That don't matter. Yeah. Is that an NBA team?
It's the Orlando Magic.
So, Skip, give kudos. Kawhi, congratulations. You got your ring. But guess what? That ring can't save you on Christmas.
Nope.
Less than 2 weeks away for that one.
I will be there.
Are you really?
I got to go. It's on a Wednesday. It's at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going.
Are you really?
Yep. I'm going.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
You, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Give me your ticket, please.
Guess what? I'm gonna be right there. Hey, you see my IG live story, me and Bron. He gonna give you these deuces.
Really?
And drop 30 on Kawhi and Paul George head.
Really?
Boom!
Somebody
getting body bagged that night, Skip. I feel it.
You know what? I gotta tell you. I have been shocked at how well the Lakers have played on defense. Shocked.
Why are you shocked?
I didn't see this coming. I give high marks to Frank Vogel because that has been his mindset from the start. I coach defense. He coached it in Indiana, and now he's coaching at an even higher level with the Lakers. Mm-hmm. He has turned that team around on that end of the floor.
But
they ain't no Clippers. They ain't no Clippers. Listen, these guys are as serious a business as you can get in this league right now when they put their mind to it. And last night, they put their mind to it. Again, what Doc said is exactly right. It was as classy a tribute as you will ever see. He's never seen one better. It was a flat-out love fest. You actually recommended that they boo him after the tip-off.
They should.
Okay, but they didn't. They're chanting MVP the whole game.
Yeah, Skip, because, look, they're not used to anything.
But they get it that you're right. It was just a layover, a one-year layover on his way to L.A.
Correct.
They got it, and they absorbed it, and they embraced it, and they said, we got it. We got a championship. Maybe they'll never, ever get another one. Who knows? It's doubtful they will get one. But they got one, and they wanted to celebrate it a second time last night, and they did. And then the Clippers happened. And I'm going to remind everybody, Toronto at home, remember, they came into that game 16-7 overall.
Mm-hmm.
At home, they were averaging 119 points, which was fifth best at home in the league.
Mm-hmm.
They barely got to 90 last night. Mm-hmm. They got 92 points because this team just says no on the defensive end. It is so long and so skilled and so driven on the defensive end. It doesn't just take pride. That's who they are. Mm-hmm. They wake up in the morning ready to play defense, yep, because they know they can. And look at these numbers, what they did to, like, Kawhi's best friend on the team, Kyle Lowry. He goes 1-for-8 in the game and 0-for-7 from three. And how about, remember when Serge Ibaka interviewed Kawhi on How Hungry Are You, his little YouTube series that he does? Remember, it was the best Kawhi interview I've ever seen. Well, last night he followed up how he wasn't very hungry, I guess, last night, because he was 0-for-8 and 0-for-3. Mm-hmm. It's because they got clamped on. They got locked down, locked up.
We're missing Van Vliet.
Yeah.
Van Vliet would have made things different.
Yeah, he would have made things completely different.
Hold on, you just said he was the MVP. He should have been Finals MVP.
Yep, he did. He played very well. And yet, I don't think he would have made any difference last night because Pat Bev would have locked him up. And the other curious thing to me was, I don't see this ever happen to LeBron James, at least in year 17, because I can't remember this happening to LeBron since his first go-round back in his Cleveland days.
What?
But last night, the Toronto Raptors said, we are going to take Kawhi Leonard out of this game. They doubled him every time down the floor and trap-doubled him, where they put Siakam and then a guard on him, where they just said, you got to give up the ball. We're going to make you cough it up if you don't give it up, right?
Because you know why they do that? Because they know he's going to pass to the corner or something. Well, see, LeBron going to do that. You trap LeBron, he going to hit one of them guys up under the basket for the dunk. Did you see that lob?
Yeah.
They gave him the ball, Jenny. He took two steps and threw a lob all the way down to the other end to JaVale.
So
you think Kawhi can do that?
Against a constant double team last night, look at the numbers he put up. You want to talk about degree of difficulty? He was beating two guys and made 8 of 14 shots. That's extraordinary. And to your point, you would think that the beneficiary last night would have been his partner in crime, Paul George. Nope. He was getting single-teamed all night, and he shot 3 for 14 and 2 of 12.
Well, Skip, he had to burn all his energy in Indy. You remember he went to Indy the other night and put up 36 on them. And
he
was exhausted.
And I'm sure he gave up a lot on the defensive end in this game, taking Siakam a lot, because Siakam's pretty serious.
Well, Siakam was 9 of 20.
Yeah.
He held Nunabi was 4 of 14. Mm-hmm. So nobody really did. Kyle Lowry was 1 of 8. Serge Ibaka was 0 of 8. Mm-hmm. Terrence Davis was 1 of 4.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all come to play?
Handcuffs all around. The Clippers brought their handcuffs, and they're going to bring them on Christmas, too. Just watch.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they going to do with AD?
Yeah, whatever they want to do.
I bet you they don't.
Well, they'll do exactly what they did on opening night, AD, when he came up goose egg in the fourth quarter.
I bet they won't come up
goose egg.
Skip.
Whew.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. You're going to get a 50-piece.
Yeah.
We do for another 50-piece.
We got some due on 50.
You got to put another due on some 50-piece. No, nope.
No.
Did probably bet on Christmas?
No, he don't want to give me nothing. He's talking about no.
We got to get close. I got to see if everybody's healthy.
Oh, no. Whoa.
And I want to make sure because
Kawhi might low manage.
He doesn't take the Lakers that seriously.
Oh, you know? Stop. Yeah. He has to.
Yeah.
Fighting for whose
He's got a bigger picture in mind.
We got what you think we thinking about?
He's angling toward May and June. That's what he's setting up.
It's all about the journey, bro.
Mm.
We understand the destination is where it is.
Yeah.
But we're going to enjoy this journey.
If the Lakers win on Christmas, there will be a parade on December 26th.
No.
And that's the only parade you're going to get.
No. Yep. Skip, I'm not going to even celebrate. I'm not going to even celebrate.
Yeah, you will.
No,
you
I won't.
You want to come to the pre-show meeting. You'll be December 26th. You'll be downtown leading the parade.
I mean, see, you got me all wrong. You think I like to gloat. My teams have success. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just want to come out here and show. That's not me.
Mm. Yeah, no. No,
I got something special for you.
Mm.
That Thursday,
the you might. Christmas.
Oh yeah,
mm.
Old Santa gonna bring me something.
Hey. Really?
Yep.
Oh, I cannot wait for that one.
Yep.
I just can't believe we have.
I just hope you show up on.
I'm showing up. Showing up with a triple dub. Really? Have my autographed jersey, bronze jersey on. Yep. No mercy.
The Cowboys' playoff hopes remain alive as they sit atop the NFC East, tied with the Eagles at 6-7. On Sunday, the Cowboys host the 8-5 Rams, who are fighting for a wild card spot right now. And meanwhile, the Eagles will travel to Washington to take on the 3-10 Redskins. But it will most likely all come down to next week when the Cowboys travel to Philly for a game that could decide the division. Rob Parker still with us. Rob, who wins the NFC East?
Mm. Hear me out, Skip.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm, good luck.
I got a better one for you.
Mm.
Ready, Shannon?
Yeah.
Cowboys will not, N-O-T, win another game this year.
What?
All right, I know they got the Redskins as the last game. I'm telling you, by then, they'll be so demoralized. It'll be the end. It'll all come apart. Oof. They will not win another game.
It's possible.
It really is because the Cowboys are that bad. And look, the Rams, who they play, are on a hot streak. They've won 3 of the last 4. They're making a push to try to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then they got to play the Eagles in Philadelphia. I've just watched. I did not pick the Cowboys before the season to make the playoffs. And even when they won their first 3 games and Dak lit it up, you remember all that? All those fraudulent.
Skip wouldn't let me forget it.
All those numbers and everybody was saying, back up the Brinks truck and sign him. He's moving towards being an elite quarterback and all that. And now they haven't beaten anybody with a record over 500. The Cowboys, they stink. And I know you heard, Skip, because you thought this was the year, especially after they signed Ezekiel, right? And, oh, they had everything going.
Drama
this was
going to
be the
Law,
year.
Jalen Smith, everybody got paid.
Everybody got
Travis
paid.
Travis Frederick back.
Yep.
And instead, I do believe the Eagles are going to win this division.
Wow.
And they'll win their last 3 games. And the Cowboys will lose all 3 of their games. And that's going to be it. And it won't be pretty for the Eagles. They had a lot of injuries. But their game against the Giants, and people can dog them about how ugly it was or whatever, but that to me was a big win. Down 17-3 at the half, looking awful. They pitch a shutout defensively in the second half, and they do what they have to do, and they get the game-winning touchdown with less than 2 minutes to go.
Wow.
Something. But that's what they needed. Hey, they needed that to save. They needed it to save
like
their season, yeah. Skip.
They saved it.
You know what? I always tell you, sports has a short menu. You know what your restaurant?
Yep.
Wins and losses. That's all there is.
No, his restaurant short now has menu. Only losses.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, I was getting that.
Only got
the Cowboys. Because Cowboys fail.
Cowboys.
And the Patriots have been spending a lot of time at my place. I'm doing good.
And you know what? You just mentioned the Patriots. Skip bet me that, and I said that the Patriots wouldn't make it to the AFC Championship game. Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay. Remember that bet, Shannon.
Yeah. And you know, I'm just a seasonal operation. So, you know, I got to get all my money doing football season.
Sure.
And the Cowboys and the Patriots got me looking real good. I'm going to be in the red.
I thought you were opening basketball.
Oh, I ain't worried about
coming. No?
Oh, Bron ain't coming. Bron ain't never come yet. Bron ain't
really?
Come. Yeah, he can't come. He busy.
The deeper we get in the season, he might be living there.
He busy. Look. I picked the Eagles at the beginning of the season. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in Kemp. At some point in time, you just can't keep trotting undrafted free agents. And then Monday night, it got so bad, they were thinking about putting the backup quarterback in at receiver because they only went into the game with 3 healthy receivers. Alshon goes down almost like the first series of the second half. And then Arthego Whiteside injures his hamstring. And so now they got 1 receiver. So they're going with Greg Ward, who played quarterback in college. You know, Skip, you know, Jacoby Myers. He was a quarterback in college, undrafted free agent player receiver. That's who Tom Brady's throwing to. That's why Tom Brady's looking so bad. He ain't mentioned nothing about that. Now Carson Wentz, walking to it. Had the ball on his hands and he, but don't worry about it.
Wait, does Tom Brady have Zach Ertz? How about Dallas Goedert?
No.
Tom Brady's tight ends as a group are the worst in football.
He has a Hall of Fame receiver in Julian Edelman. That's what you told me.
No, you told me he's not in the Hall of Fame.
I thought Tom Brady did more with less than anybody in the history of the NFL.
Yeah. I was thinking
that.
That was the argument.
That's how they built up the narrative.
Until he got so sabotaged by his head coach who wants him gone that he's got no line, no run game. They're 23rd in rushing now. But this is about the Dallas Cowboys.
Skip, okay. I just have 0 faith in the Cowboys, Skip. And I know deep down inside you don't have a whole lot of faith in them either because what you've been watching is that you saw 2 good drives and then they go like the next 2.5, almost 3 quarters, and do absolutely nothing.
Until the quarterback threw for 224 in the fourth quarter, which is hard.
And what'd he do? Look at me, but hold on. You talk about my quarterback. He needed the fourth quarter in overtime to throw for 220. He gets a dub, and you poo-poo it. And now Dak has thrown for all these yards and hadn't won anything. He's lost 5 or 6, right? And you hyping him up.
I'm hyping him up.
Don't worry about it.
Dak's going to win the Stat Padford Award this year.
But you know what? He'll get comeback player of the year in 2020 because he ain't nothing going on this year.
Really?
But look, I'm taking the Eagles, even though they've been besieged by injuries. But right now, this is a contest, and neither one of them looking pretty. So I'm gonna have to go on congeniality. I'm gonna take old Dougie P over Big Red.
Are you really?
Yep.
Huh. So, first of all, I got a bet that I'm going to propose to Rob Parker. another dinner that Dallas wins at least one more game. Right here, right now.
Let's do
thank
it.
You very much.
Okay.
I appreciate that. So, I just canceled out the other bet.
Is that where we're going?
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right.
So, I will admit to you, my confidence has wavered, but it is not non-existent yet. The point spread for this game against the Rams has plummeted from Dallas by 4.5 all the way to Rams by 2. I've never seen.
Oh, it's going to 2 now?
Yep.
Yes.
Dude, that was this morning. I forgot to check just now.
Vegas, yeah. All the money's coming in on the Rams, right?
Like crazy money coming in because there's never been a bigger point spread, swing without an injury to a quarterback.
Yes.
And as far as I know, my quarterback's got 2 hurt hands because he was limited in practice. And he's got a bad.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Well, he does. He's got a banged up. He hit his index finger on a helmet the other night.
Oh, my goodness.
But he did limit it. He practiced limited. So no big. That's not why that point spread plummeted. It's because of the eye test of, uh-oh, the Rams look like the Rams. And, uh-oh, the Cowboys look even worse than the Eagles. Think a lot of people except me. My quarterback is still better than your quarterback.
No, he's not.
It boils down to that. And my quarterback has still had a very good year. I will be the first to admit he hasn't made enough of the plays, but he's made a whole bunch of plays because he's leading this league in yards passing. They're leading in yards gained.
Trash yards.
They are number one in Pro Football Focus. To this moment, they are still ranked number one in offense by Pro Football Focus. They grade them out as the best offense, and it's mostly because my quarterback, who is still third in QBR in the league, that's pretty special. He's had a very good year of the rest of them.
Wouldn't you admit that a lot of that is he padded those first 3 games,
You know why? A lot of it is
because
he won't quit. He'll just keep firing. And he kept firing the fourth quarter and almost got them back in that game.
No, he didn't.
You know it and I know it. And he almost got them back in the game against Aaron Rodgers.
But he's the reason why they got him out of the game, because he did nothing.
No, he did not. Did he turn the ball over at Chicago? No,
but Skip, the quarterback job not only is not to turn the ball over, but his job is to move the ball and put it in the end zone. Did he do that in Chicago?
They missed 19 tackles. It's the most missed in over a year of football played in the NFL. We haven't seen anything like it in a long time.
And Dak missed 19 throws until the score got 20. When the score was 24-7.
It's hard to miss 19 throws when you throw for 224 in the fourth quarter. So the point is, I got a lot of fat cats who got overpaid and they are resting on their laurels, and it's fat cat syndrome. And I throw Zeke in there. And
Zeke's having a good year, Skip.
He is not. He's fifth in rushing after he led it for 3 straight years.
Skip, top 5? You wouldn't take a top 5 running back?
He's gone 5 straight games without 100 yards. Stop it. I don't even recognize him anymore. How about Marcus Lawrence, except there's no D. He's just Marcus Lawrence. $100 million defensive end, and even he's saying, I just haven't shown up the last 2 weeks. Well,
weeks?
Yeah.
This season.
Thank you. Jalen Smith, everybody's picking on him now in pass coverage because he got paid, man, and I just don't think he comes out really willing to lay it all out on the line.
It's hard when your money bag's trailing behind you.
So it's everybody's fault except for Dak.
Noticed that, too.
I noticed that. He mentioned everybody.
Well, you ain't got much.
He will carry me home because my team is still going to beat the Eagles at Philly because my team just loves to play at Philadelphia. They beat them there last year. They've beaten them, 1, 2, 3 times in a row. This will be the 4th time. Mm-hmm. And I thought all year, they can beat that team. And you do have more injury. I lost Leighton at Van Der Esch, and then I noticed in the chart in The Athletic this morning, he leads the team in missed tackles. So after I haven't had him for 4 games, and despite having missed 4 games, he still has the most missed tackles. So maybe I'm better off this way.
But, Skip, let me ask you a question. You said the defense and guys not doing this, yada, yada, yada. What about your offensive line?
Mm-hmm.
Are they blocking? Are they the same unit?
Fat cat syndrome. Did they not all get paid? Not this year, but previously?
They've gotten their money.
All of them. Yeah. All of them
here's
got their money.
Here's why you shouldn't have confidence that they're going to make the playoffs. When you talk about missed tackles, they're tied for the 3rd most in the league, right? And you look at the other teams who are down there with them, Cardinals, Lions, and then they're tied with the Browns. What do all those teams have in common? They're not making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Cowboys are not going to. The company they keep, when you miss tackles, you said it, Skip, you're not going to make the playoffs missing 19 tackles in a game.
Yeah, that's what I say. What's the saying, Skip Bayless? Mm. The words you speak is the house you live in.
Mm.
The game they play is the house they will live in.
All I know is
out of the playoffs.
All we need to do is go win at Philly, and we get a home playoff game.
Yeah, they win it at Philly.
And I get another dinner.
You're not winning in Philly. Yeah.
Skip, so I got a couple of big dinners coming up.
Why don't you worry about the Rams? What y'all gonna do with them?
Let's bet that game, Skip.
You know what? The truth is, it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
I would love to see him win just to build a little or rebuild a little confidence, but it doesn't matter.
We already know what sideline the best quarterback of 2016 will be standing on, don't we?
Yeah. Who would you take going forward?
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff or Dak Prescott?
Jared Goff.
Dak Prescott. Carson, walk it to him, wins.
Walk it to him.
No, wait, he's bounce it to him, wins.
Oh,
he played three of the worst quarters I have ever seen.
How about the fourth quarter to win the game?
Oh, yeah. What about old skip it to him, Dak?
Yeah, he doesn't skip it to him.
Yes, he does.
Right in the hands.
Skip it to him,
Who's Dak. Got the better completion percentage this year? Help me out.
You got you.
Yeah, thank you.
He's got that guy.
Yeah. Look at your guy. I mean, think
better
about
QBR,
that.
QBR, my guy.
Explain this to me. A guy got the better QBR. More passing yards, more touchdowns, and we got the same record. Mm.
And hasn't beaten a good team.
As well.
Well, I would go with leadership for sure.
I know the record. Okay.
All I know is my guy, what's my guy's record against Aaron Rodgers? My guy went to Lambo and beat Aaron. Your guy can't beat him to save his life.
Because Aaron Rodgers failed to see a wide open receiver in the right side of the end zone.
No.
Like, here, I'm open. It's the last play of the game, and he throws it in the middle.
Aaron Rodgers has the keys to that stadium.
Yeah. 31-3. Had you down, 31-3. And then you want to talk about my guy? He's a warrior. He's a fighter.
Threw for, what, 363 in the second half? That's hard to do.
How many, when the score was two scores? Nothing.
In Dak, I trust.
Okay.
And I am hanging in with my quarterback.
That's all you do is hanging two.
Good to
know. Hanging about three.
Rob, thank you. I'm glad you could come back and talk about two of your favorite things. No mercy. Bron not only leads the league in assists per game by over 1.5, but he also leads the league by a wide margin in real plus minus, with James Harden being a distant second. Real plus minus takes into account teammates, opponents, and additional factors, as well as the net point differential while the player is on the court. So, Shannon, what does this tell you?
Tell me he's the MVP. That's what it tells me. What it tells you, Skip?
I thought yesterday Anthony Davis was MVP. Nope. That changes.
Interesting. Yeah. Good point.
Now, I'm looking at the real plus minus. It says real plus minus. LeBron James is 10.18. Mm-hmm. James Harden is second at 7.13. The gap between 1 and 2 is the same gap as between 2 and 11. Good God.
Who are you talking to over there? Who's over there?
I don't know who's
over there.
You ain't tell me this, Skip.
I got to find out.
Hold on, Skip. Don't worry about it.
Is there a little man over there?
Yeah, he over there. Skip, now, hold on. Listen to this real carefully, Skip. LeBron James is up by 3 points on second place. The last time a player won by even 1 point was 2014, the king himself, GOAT James. Skip. LeBron is number one in offensive real plus minus. He's 10th in defense. Now, Skip Bayless told me he can't play. He's gone. He done. You saw that. Hazonia blocked the shot. He was up here key. He had him running on a loop. You tried to embarrass me, shame me on national television.
Don't dare me to play that Mo Bamba tape from last night.
We saw it.
It looked a little washed.
I don't think anybody should be surprised, because we've never seen a guy in this kind of condition. No guy that played 17 years. If we go back and just look at the guy that's played 17 years, we look at a guy like, let's say, Karl Malone. Karl Malone didn't train and maybe he didn't know what LeBron knew. Because obviously, Skip, time and you look back and like, wow, I thought I was eating well until I see the way athletes eat now and see the way they train now.
Fair.
I was like, whew, man, I was archaic in my training. You look at Kobe. When Kobe got to year 17, Skip, the injuries had started to set in. You know, he had the torn labrum, he had the Achilles injury. So those guys, all of a sudden, instead of training, they were rehabbing.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James, for the very first time in, 8, 9 years, he got an opportunity. He was not going to be playing basketball in May. He was not going to be playing basketball in June.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a 2-month head start on recovering his body. And he got an opportunity to train and to refresh and heal his mind, heal that body. And so what we're seeing, don't let that fool you. Now, this is what we're talking about, Skip Bayless. Year 17.
Yep.
And he's doing this. I got three letters for you. MVP.
Really? So.
Look at him on that. He missed that shot right there. That was mad.
The first year they're going to have to give two MVPs? They'll give them both an MVP? I don't know.
No, it's Skip. It's Skip.
Whatever.
All I know is my guy is 26, 11-7.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 17.
Mm. Very impressive. Yeah. So I'm going to give you this. He has an extraordinary lead in this new stat of ESPN's Real Plus Minus. It's extraordinary, the gap between 1 and 2, and then to your point, to 2 to 3.
Fair.
But what has changed in year 17 that we've never seen LeBron do before? What is he doing this year that is different from all the previous 16
years? He's full-time years? Point guard.
Full-time point guard. That's all you need to know. Hmm. He was born to be a full-time point guard. He has actually hurt his teams previous to this team because he refused to play full-time point guard. Why in his early years, years 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, why did he refuse to play point guard? Because he was trying to out MJ. He wanted to be, he wanted next. He said, I'm the next Michael Jordan.
Got it.
And he fell right into the Jordan trap because he kept saying, well, Michael didn't play point. He's a two guard. He's everything. I want to be that guy. I want to be the scorer and the passer, but mostly I want to be the primary scorer.
Point forward.
No, he wanted to be he should have been the point guard, but he just wanted to be the two guard.
Okay.
And he shot way too many threes, and he shot too many jump shots, and blah, 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 and we know that, but he actually hamstrung some of his teams. He did not maximize his capability because he is the best passer in basketball to this day. He was the day he stepped on that floor as a rookie in Sacramento. He was immediately the best passer in basketball, and he remains that to this day. He should have averaged 10 assists a year at least. He should have been 12 or 14 assists a year. And he should have orchestrated from the start. He should have initiated his offense from the start.
Well, maybe if he had Anthony Davis, maybe he'd have been willing to do that.
You could have made them all almost Anthony Davis.
No, if you had
orchestrated. Mm-mm. If you had let it start with LeBron and sometimes finish with LeBron, because in the fourth quarters, he's taking the most shots in the league. So when he chooses to shoot, he can shoot.
But, Skip, you do realize, like, that Kyrie's last year there, he let Kyrie took more shots than LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was so unselfish that in order to keep the peace, you remember the first year in Miami, he's like, this is D-Wade's team. I'm going to let D-Wade do his thing.
Mm.
And then D-Wade had to sit him down and say, bro, you the best player on the planet. You do you. I'll find my way.
Okay.
So he has to, LeBron, look, maybe to a fault, Skip, he's so unselfish. And he wants sincerely the best for the team. Now, maybe you're looking at it like, what would have been best for the team had him play point guard from the moment he stepped in the NBA to be playing point guard a la Magic Johnson.
He was Magic Johnson.
So,
and he wanted to be Michael Jordan.
He was always more Magic. And I think the thing is that, look, Skip, I mean, Michael was sexy. Flying through the air. He had the commercial with, the shoes, the Air Jordan shoes, and everybody wanted those shoes, and he had the Gatorade. Michael was just sexy. Everybody wanted to be that.
Who chose to wear 23 in high school and continue on into the program?
And like Jay-Z said, he made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee did. Mm-hmm. He made the 23 jersey more famous than Jordan did.
That ain't
none of my business.
That was the most blasphemous thing you ever said.
I had to pause
for that one because I'm waiting for the lightning to strike.
Hold up. No.
Please, God.
Look.
Forgive him for what
he's going to turn the 23 over to AD. Yeah. He's going to number 6. Mm. Now we're heading towards Mr. Russell.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Russell.
We might got a late start to try to catch him.
Okay. You probably have a late start on that one. What was the absolute peak of LeBron's capability in the National Basketball Association? When did I see him at his absolute greatest? Games 1, 2, and 3 of the 2015 NBA Finals, when he had already lost Kevin Love pre-finals, and he lost Kyrie Irving in overtime of Game 1 to a fractured kneecap. And what did LeBron proceed to do in 2 and 3 after what he'd done in Game 1? Well, he scored 44 in Game 1.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes 39 and 40 in the next two games. And he was taking high shots, but he was dribbling the ball up the floor every time. He put the whole team on his back and said, I got you. I can do this.
But, Skip, that's a lot of work, Skip, especially in a situation like that. Now, maybe had he had Kyrie and Kevin Love to help him do some heavy lifting, but you have to remember, like, when Magic was playing, he still had Kareem. He still had James Worthy and Jamal Wilkes. And Bob, right. He still had guys to help him do that heavy lifting.
Okay.
That was asking an awful lot.
All right. But I sat back after those three games, and they went up 2-1 mm-hmm. with game 4 in LeBron's house in Cleveland. And I said, that was better than Magic Johnson. If you can finish this off, you can start making a case you're in the same sentence with Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And game 4 was the nadir of this. It's where you had it and you lost it. Where game 4 in your house, you scored, what?
20
points, 12. You had 12 rebounds, 8 assists, but you shot 7 of 22 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3, and you missed 5 free throws, 5 of 10 free throws. That's your house, your game, and it was when Steve Kerr inserted Iguodala in the starting lineup.
No, Iggy came in game 3 when it almost came back.
But then he started him in game four.
Okay, yes.
And then here they went because Iggy took LeBron much of that game.
Right.
And Iggy scored 20 himself.
Yeah, and what started happening, Skip, is that Iggy made him work a little more than mm-hmm. the other guys did, and also Iggy made him work on the other end because Iggy was getting points. So now you're double zapping him because he has to be in charge of bringing, because he wanted to play at a pace. He knew he didn't have the horses to run up and down with Golden State. So he had to control the ball. But they also made him play defense because he couldn't just sag off because Iggy all of a sudden started making threes.
He started making threes. So if LeBron had pulled that off, if he finished that off, whoa, you'd have some ammo over there.
Well, I'd have some ammo this year because in year 17, we won't win the finals. Because I'm going to disqualify Giannis because I just want to know, is the East still weak? Because when LeBron was over there, the East was weak.
We talked about that.
I just want to know, is the East still weak or no?
Because Kawhi left it, so.
There you go.
That's the only reason Kawhi won the finals.
Mm.
That's the only reason he got there.
Yep.
You know, ain't nobody wasn't coming out of the East with LeBron there. You knew that.
Well.
And we want a bigger challenge.
Yeah.
We got tired of these little, we let the Raptors win 60 games, sweep them. Mm-hmm. We let the Hawks win 60 games, sweep them. Mm-hmm. And then people started to take for granted, well, the East is weak.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know now that Giannis is doing what he's doing in the East, mm-hmm. is it still weak?
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple question.
How did LeBron do without AD here last year? Was
not
that weak?
As smooth.
No. Hold on.
Go as well.
But I kept trying to tell you, that's why we were trying to get him. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to hold on to him. I say, but you can't hold him. Mm-hmm. You can't stop progress. Progress must progress.
Mm-hmm.
And we got AD now. And look at that.
Well,
MVP.
No, LeBron MVP. LeBron, stop saying
we're
that.
All side of things.
Defensive player.
We're talking about LeBron a little bit more. Earlier this week, LeBron said he needed to focus more on, quote, mental fitness following his 2011 finals loss to the Mavericks. LeBron admitted that the level of scrutiny he was under took him out of his comfort zone, and he also lost his love for the game. So, Shannon, are you surprised by this?
A little, because the thing with an athlete is that they don't let you know about their insecurities. Skip, I think we've discussed a guy on this show several times, back in the news, although we didn't talk about him today, that we think that he needs to go talk to someone.
Mm-hmm. Antonio Brown.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And for LeBron, you're talking about an apex athlete. You're talking about a guy that's at the heap, at the top of the mountain, to say, you know, there's some things that got to me. And especially, you know what I'm most surprised about, Skip? Because for the longest time, that was what was said about LeBron. Tremendous talent, can do it all, but he's not mentally tough. And for him to say, you know what, that 2011 season was the culmination of that, everything mm-hmm. came to a head, that I wasn't playing to like I know I can play, and the pressure, and it formed the perfect storm. And I needed to go talk. I needed to go, whether he vented or however he got his situation resolved, is that athletes don't skip. We don't like to admit that we have frailties.
Mm-hmm.
That's it in a nutshell. And me not being mentally tough? What? You don't know where I came from. You don't know, I mean, you talk about a guy that came from a single parent and that really had no dominant male figure in his home that we can say, his coaches, and to get to where he got to, and basically he's learning to be a man, how to be a man as he's going through the process of himself. Not having someone that says, okay, LeBron, dad or grandpa, say, hey, LeBron, this is how you do it, and go here. He's having to do it on his own. Michael Jordan had his dad, and then he had Coach Smith. Mm-hmm. So he had a parent, And then he had a coach that he had the utmost respect for. Mm-hmm. Well, LeBron James, like, I'm doing kind of going this thing on my own. But kudos to him, Skip. It takes a big man. It takes a big person to admit that I'm not in a place where I need to be able to function at my highest. Mm. Because I'm not so sure. I'm not sure I would have told that. Some things I just go and take to my grave, whatever you say. Mm.
So he said he'd lost his love, and this is after what I always said was the worst superstar meltdown I've ever seen on a big stage, because it was games 4, 5, and 6 of the finals in 2011.
And Skip, we're talking about a guy that's already had won two regular season MVPs. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about a guy that's already at the heap, at the top.
Yep. He had some issues at the end of his Cleveland run against, obviously, Orlando, and then against Boston the last go-around. And remember, Dan Gilbert was hard on him and even accused him publicly of quitting in that series. Yeah. And there was the report that he needed to be sedated for the last couple of games of the Boston series because of a locker room issue that he was going through on a personal level. So I'm happy he talked about it. And I do think he came right out of that in 2012 against the still young Thunder. But LeBron was great in that finals, especially when they went home. He was great. Uh-huh. And they just shut them down and right out and just shut it out in, what was it, 5 games?
Yeah, it was 4-1.
5 games. And LeBron was the MVP, but he continued to struggle. It wasn't like he was completely fixed of that because he did. I thought you said he played really well in the fourth quarter of that game 6 in 2013, but he had 3 unforced error turnovers down the last stretch, last 3 minutes of game 6 that Ray Allen saved him, missed the last shot. LeBron didn't, and Ray made it. And remember, in 2014, I still say they went home in the finals against my Spurs 1-1. They went back to Miami, and LeBron had 2 home games. And go check the tape of this. He wasn't himself. He wasn't great in those 2 games, and they lost both at home. Then they went back to San Antonio, and they ended up losing in 5 games by a record finals margin.
Yeah, and nobody had ever shot like what San Antonio, because I was just certain. I said, there is no way they can continue to shoot like this. And they continued to shoot like that. Mm. I mean, Patty Mills couldn't miss. Danny Green couldn't miss. Even Kawhi was making. Nobody could miss from the 3. I was like, there's no way they can keep this going. Mm. But, Skip, if you remember, when they were down 3-2, going back to the Garden, and they showed the picture, he had his hands on his knees, and he's looking side to side. I said, somebody in a heap of trouble. Jenny, there's a calm. Mm. There's a hush over the stadium. There's a calm. You just know what's about to happen that we'd never seen before.
That was with Dwayne. Yeah. Yep.
45. And then he went back and finished it off in game 7. And I know we rolling. We good now.
You're good. So then the other most embarrassing moment to me in LeBron's career that he did not fix was 2018 Finals Game 1 at Oracle.
Man, stop. Get out of here.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can.
You got to take the shot. You got Steph on you.
No.
And you're down 1. You just got to take the shot. You can't kick it to George Hill and hope he's going to make 2 free throws. You just can't do it.
Well, Klay did a great thing because he kicked it to George Hill, and George Hill was about to lay the ball up. And Klay snatched him out, which I got no problem with. And like you said, you forced him to go make the. I was like, ugh.
Then LeBron went and sat by himself and.
But well, so I'm what out. We go, what, so what, what, hold on, that. What we gonna talk I'm about? Out. What we gonna do? About, what we gonna do about up. Swish? Swish was on them real cookies.
But LeBron is doing something right now, and refreshing to hear him talk about it. I think that's the number one thing. It is refreshing. Whether you're an athlete or not, it's important. No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then. Facts, sports, one of one.